This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
Students are starting to think about school again, but there's still plenty to do when it comes to being active and being outside. Our morning conversation this week focuses on the Carbondale Park District, and Executive Director Kathy Renfro is in studio. Kathy, thanks for coming in this morning.
Pleasure to be here, Jennifer.
Things are kind of winding down when it comes to summer programs at the Park District. How do you think things have gone this year?
We've had a great summer. We've engaged a lot of kids and families. Junior golf just wound up. I was at the awards last Sunday. Evening of entertainment was last Friday night. Really some grassroots theater and music out at the Hickory Lodge, out on the front lawn. Just a really inspiring day. Day camps are full. The kids are enjoying dance and skateboard camp, so we'll be looking for them rolling around over there by the Life Center this week. So it's been a great summer. We put in some new exercise stations out at the Superblock with our good friends over at SIH, Kohl's Care, and School District 165. So if you're a walker, go on out there and check out those energy stations. Just another opportunity to kind of enhance your workout. And again, moving around outdoors.
Your organization really kind of lets people know that there's more to do outside than maybe to just play organized sports or things like that. There are a lot of different things for a lot of different interests.
We really are just trying to remind people how easy it is to just go outside and play. Sunset concerts, I think, are a great example of that. Of course, the music is kind of the focal point, but we see people out there, you know, throwing a football, playing a little frisbee, bean bags. And I think for most of us, those playful hours are where we create new friendships and new opportunities. So I think it's all a part of it. And Carbondale's just set up for that. It's just so many opportunities on the campus and around the community. The Splash Park over at Attucks has been enormously busy in this hot summer. So great opportunity to go over there any day from 11 to 7 and just cool off. A few minutes on the playground. You could shoot some baskets, play a little tennis. And the water park's right there. Just an opportunity to cool off and get back out into the park.
I can't let you go too far into this interview when you mention things like splash and water and play. I know a lot of people are still really excited about the prospects for the new aquatic center, for the outdoor swim park. You've got a better name for this. I'm not coming up with the right phrase, but tell us how things are going there.
Well, the Super Splash Park,
there we go,
is going to be constructed, as many of you know, at the very east end of the Super Block. The Park District has an amazing opportunity to construct this outdoor center. We'll have a competition pool, a leisure pool, a lazy river, those high water slides coming right into that, you know, right splashing right into the water. We received $2.5 million from the federal stimulus money coming through IDNR, but we do need some help, Jennifer. We are on an ambitious campaign to raise $900,000 to bring all those amenities right here to our backyard. We're enormously pleased that Superblock will hold that kind of facility, kind of nestled in there right in between the schools. Easy access to the high school and the middle school. So, but again, we do need a little help. And I think that if everybody contributes a little bit, get some stake or some skin in the game, it'll be something that we all do together. We'll all have ownership in this new pool.
There's a big fundraiser that's coming up later this week, and I know that that's pretty well full. And I know some other people are thinking, well, you know, I couldn't make it on a Thursday night, or I just couldn't make it to this event. How else can they get involved?
There is always an opportunity to give simply by sending a donation to the Carbondale Park District. You can visit our website at cpkd.org. There's a great Facebook page there that'll show you some of the beautiful conceptual plans that we have around the center. And we'll be rolling out some other fundraisers. The response to the dinner coming up this Thursday night at the Carbondale Civic Center has been amazing. we think we'll sell out that event. We should have some final counts on tickets today, so if you want to get on the waiting list, you know, call over to the Life Center at 549-4222. But it really will be a historic evening. We'll be rolling out some of those conceptual plans. And again, the idea being this Thursday night that we'll give people an opportunity to buy into the center. So if your family or your friends or your Girl Scout troop wants to buy some shade umbrellas or a couple of feet of that beautiful blue slide, there's a lot of opportunity to give.
This is more than just a Carbondale effort. I know if you travel kind of in some areas, north, south, even east and west, people are talking about this and saying this is not just for Carbondale. It's really a regional effort.
Absolutely. And we're going to need the support of our friends and neighbors in the local communities to really keep the pool exciting and viable. And again, what a great opportunity to make some new friends outside of our community. And I think one of the things we're most excited about is just, again, getting back to that community building at the very foundation of community, an opportunity for us to have a place to go every summer to gather, to make new friends. And the way we've designed this facility, it'll really give the children, even the young ones, an opportunity to play where the parents can see them out there, but it won't have to be that direct supervision. Again, an opportunity for the kids to have a place. We'll kind of construct an area specifically for the teenagers where they'll have kind of their own space. That beach-style entry with a playground for the little ones. So there really will be something for everything. And then for the more competitive swimmers, that competition pool. I know last week over at the rec center here at SIU, they had an enormous meet. And so we're hoping to model some of that and engage the families. So while your older brother's swimming laps or competing, his little brother can be over at the playground in the little in the beach entry style pool.
Sure. There's a lot of interest right now, probably because of the Olympics, in swimming. And a lot of people are talking about all the great benefits of it in terms of, you know, building muscle tone and keeping you in good form. But it really helps in personality and in mental quickness, things like that as well.
Absolutely. And I think another thing that's kind of unique to swimming is the level of confidence it builds. And it really opens the door for so many other leisure opportunities. Here in Southern Illinois, we have so much open water, Devil's Kitchen, Crab Orchard, Grassy Lake. So if we can just get that confidence and the basic swimming tools that families need, it's a lifelong sport. So we're happy to kind of get you off on the right track and then let you stretch your legs and arms and get out to the lakes and the open water surrounding Carbondale.
And, of course, there are swimming lessons available already through the Park District at the Life Center. You can get more information at cpkd.org. All of the times and information are there on that website. Just a minute or two that we have left, what are we looking forward to this fall?
It seems like there's been a kind of an unusual call for archery, one of our newer programs, really popular. All of that will be rolling out our fall program guide in about 3 weeks. I do want to tell you we'll be running a 24-hour swimathon in late September over at the Life Center. Again, an effort to engage the people who already swim in Carbondale to raise some money for the pool. So that'll be enormously exciting. So all our friends at SIU, public radio here, if we wanted to get Jennifer Fuller in the pool,
oh, no.
We could gather up our nickels and dimes and pledge and, you know, any time during the day or night, we could get Jennifer in the pool. And I know she'd meet that challenge. She's excited about the new Aquatic Center.
I knew I should have kept that last question off. But Kathy Renfro is the Executive Director of the Carbondale Park District. Kathy, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Jennifer.
And again, you can get more information on the upcoming events and other activities through the Carbondale Park District at cpkd.org.